to say a short word that was on my heart. Do you know, saints, when we know that the Lord will come back so soon and the time is so short, and then we hear such a word this morning, it cannot be just a teaching to us, but it really has to deeply touch our hearts. Not that we ourselves, are not in Babylon. We also don't want to be there. Do I not have to put it on? It's just a short word. No. I don't have to put it on. Okay, I will be obedient. I will be obedient. Praise the Lord. Learn obedience. It's good to be obedient. Also to be obedient to the brothers. This word, what the brothers have shared, is like a sword that cuts into our hearts. It's not only just for us to understand. When we really have when we can really touch the burden of the Lord in this word, then we will definitely have a heart for the entirety of the people of God. We really have to believe also at the end of this age that the Lord will gather his remnant. I don't know how many. But there have to be some. Everywhere, in every country, and we all have to have a heart to pray for them, just as the psalmist says, to mourn, not to criticize, not to speak against anything, but let us have a heart to for them. It is a joy to see that even when a couple come to Zion, this we already have to treasure, to have a heart for them. Let us really have such a heart. These parables are not just for a nice interpretation. What use of it is it that when we just understand, but that we don't pray for Babylon, those who are in Babylon? Why do we not cry? Where do tears come from? Tears come from mourning. It says, blessed are those who mourn. Instead to say, you are in Babylon. No, we have to have a heart for the throne, to intercede and to pray for all of the saints before the throne of God, as we read in Isaiah. Isaiah didn't condemn them. Isaiah prayed for the people of God. He interceded for them. For them. It was for them that Isaiah interceded for them. He interceded for them. Such a heart. We must have such a heart for the people of God. This has to be our reaction when we hear such a word. I remembered at the end of the 60s, as this vision of Babylon became so clear to us, our attitude was not, oh Lord, look at those who are in Babylon, they're in Babylon. But the Lord really captured our hearts, and we prayed, Lord, let the people come out of her. Lord, your people are in Babylon. And this people are, like our brothers said, our brothers and sisters. When your brother, if your siblings are somewhere sitting in prison, they earned it. It's correct that they sit there. Would you say something like that? Or would you not have a heart for them? To do everything and to pray for them. And when it would be possible to pay the price for them that they would come out, they would be able to come out. What kind of heart do we have today for the entirety of God's people? May the Lord touch our hearts with this, with these parables, that we mourn and pray and intercede for the for all of God's people, somehow that they would come out.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Um.